Morning, John.
Well, good morning. Yeah, it's so John nice Zolpik. To be here.
Yeah, yeah, we've got you here in the studio and live this time, so it's
live,
really cool.
Live, it's
yeah,
good
I
to
see
be
you
live.
Looking around wondering what the heck we're doing. It's nothing like what you're doing. You're looking at 75, 80 instruments and people playing and trying to keep them all on the same page.
Well, it's been a very busy season so far for the Glacier Symphony, and looking forward to lots more concerts coming up in a couple of weeks, and then, of course, in December. So it's a very busy time of year for us.
Wow. Vision Spirit Land, talk to us about this. This sounds really unique.
Well, this is indeed a unique concert. This will be in performance November 18th and 19th at the Wachholz College Center. McLaren Hall is the concert hall inside of the Wachholz College Center. And if people haven't been there yet to see a show or to see the symphony, then I would highly recommend it. It's a fantastic hall, and we're very, very pleased to be able to be performing there. It's really unlike anything else here in the Valley, and it's been a long time waiting for the symphony to have a performance hall like this. So we're really excited about being able to perform there.
And are you getting used to the acoustics?
Yes, we are getting used to the acoustics, and it's fabulous. The stage is very, very spacious for us, so we can really kind of spread out, and we can hear each other very, very well on the stage, and the projected sound into the audience is really, really fine as well. So it's a win-win for everyone, and being on the stage, the lighting is great, the sound is great, and just the whole atmosphere of the performance for the symphony is an entirely new level for us, and I think those folks that have come to our performances are witnessing that.
Okay, what is Vision Spirit Land?
Okay, so this is basically just the title of the concert, but this concert is very special. It's a concert honoring Native American Heritage Month, first of all. And it's a multifaceted concert in that we have not only great symphonic music, and we also have a premiere of a piece that I'll tell you about in a minute. We also have wonderful photo choreography, which is provided by a company called Westwater Arts, which I've worked with the Glacier Symphony probably 20 years ago. And they come in and we do specific pieces of music that are choreographed by this projected photographic imagery that's projected over the orchestra. Mm-hmm. Wow. So the audience will be treated to music by Vaughan Williams, Samuel Barber, and Antonin Dvorak with projections over the orchestra. Now these projections, so the title of the concert, Vision Spirit Land, kind of goes along in a truncated way with the names of the pieces that are presented in conjunction with Westwater Arts. And that is the first piece is called Visions. And this is about a 12 to 15 minute piece based on music by Vaughan Williams. And the projected photography is a historic images of Native Americans of North America, and these are come from the historic photographs of Edward E. Curtis, who was an important photographer that went around the country in the late 19th and early 20th century and photographed a lot of the Native peoples. So all of these images will be projected over the orchestra. Very, very wonderful kind of thing, very up close and personal look at some of the Native peoples and the various cultural milieus of where they were living and where they are living. So that's part of the visions. The second choreographed piece is called Reflections of the Spirit, and this is a choreographed piece based on sacred spaces of the Southwest. So lots of the Pueblo kind of areas and the different sort of sacred circles and different areas which are sacred to the Native peoples. That's called Reflections of the Spirit. And the third piece on the program, which will be on the second half of the program, is It's called the National Park Suite, and this is a piece that is the photo choreography is set to music by Antony Dvorak from the New World Symphony, very famous piece. And this is an expose on the lands of our national park in brilliant color. It's really, really quite beautiful. So just in general, the concert has this sort of tone of you know, kind of recognizing native peoples and also the land, the great landscapes of North America.
Very innovative.
It's fascinating that you're using European-based art composers to project American images.
Well, what's interesting, two of the three pieces are European composers, and then Samuel Barber is an American composer. There's an American music set to one of them. But these are pieces that are already determined by Westwater Arts, or the artist Nicholas is the photographer. And he put these pieces together specifically with these pieces of music for his own reasons. So they're kind of coupled that way. So it's interesting, and it'll be a real treat for the audience. In addition to that, we're offering the premiere of a new work that I've composed over the past couple of years, and this work is called The Hunting Moon, and it's a unique piece. Obviously, it's a world premiere. And the work is based on poetry of Professor Heather Cahoon, who grew up in St. Ignatius. She's now a professor at the University of Montana, and she is a Salish Kootenai member, and she's also a published poet. So I came upon the book of poetry by Heather a number of years ago, during COVID, actually. And my wife said, "Well, wouldn't it be great if you created a piece sort of on her, some of her poetic themes?" And I thought that was an interesting idea. And after thinking about it for a number of months, I was at that time writing another piece, the cello concerto, which was premiered a couple of years ago. But this new work is very interesting because I use Heather's poetry in the work. As a matter of fact, Heather Cahoon, the poet, will be on stage with us. She'll be reciting the poetry during the piece. And I also have a special solo world flute player coming from Santa Fe that's going to be playing a selection of native flutes and alto and bass flute. She's a kind of a world artist. Mm-hmm. And so there's a cohesion of symphonic music with contemporary poetry by a Montana Native American poet and this brilliant flute work, which I've incorporated all of these elements into this piece. So
when you're composing something like this, I mean, we're talking about a symphonic piece. Mm-hmm. Where do you start? What do you compose at the piano? Do you compose? Is that how you go?
Well, I start basically, you have to have sort of a concept in your mind of what the piece is going to be, and probably its effect and, you know, a potential length and the material. And then, yes, what happens is I get on the piano just naturally. I play the piano a lot, so I have a lot of themes that I work out on the piano, and some of them strike me a certain ways, and yes, I can use that material. And then I go to the desk, and it's sort of a process of going back and forth from the piano to the writing desk, because when I write just I score the orchestra at the same time as I write. So I don't write first and then orchestrate it. I just write for the entire orchestra at the very first time. So this is very interesting process for me, because I have attempted, we'll see how it goes, to incorporate the spoken poetry along with this music and behind it. So it's going to be something different. So you can think of it as maybe a song cycle for soprano and orchestra, except the soprano in this case is a poet speaking rather than somebody singing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I'm not sure everybody knows what you look at when you're standing there directing a choir. What, when you say it's the chart, I mean, it is literally what every instrument's playing.
Right, sure.
Yeah. It's so help us understand how you look at all that and direct the and conduct at the same time.
Well, it's just something I've been doing for a long time, and people that have my job, you just learn how to do it. I mean, it's just something that that this is a talent and a science and a language that you develop over decades, and mm-hmm. you know, you have to be able to not only understand everything that's in the score, but you know, kind of in real time project all of that to the orchestra, and also in some respect guide the orchestra and teach the orchestra, especially when you're dealing with a brand new piece. You have to, you know, sort of lay it out for the orchestra and so that everybody knows what they're doing. But in performances, you're following the score, and by that time, the conductor, you know, you need to know the score, everything that's happening in the score. So you don't even think about it. It's just kind of, you're performing at that point.
So when you're composing, you start out at the piano, mm-hmm. and then you transpose this over to, I would imagine, a master.
Right.
And then you begin working on the individual instrumentation.
Right. I generally go from the piano themes right into the orchestral score. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
This is
it'll be a great concert. It'll be very, very interesting. And as I say, our whole idea, this, you know, when I thought about creating this piece, I came to the orchestra when I build the season of all the programs for the season, which basically is my job. I thought that this would be a good showcase that we could focus on Native American Heritage Month. So that's kind of what mm-hmm. the symphony is doing. On November 18th and 19th, so it'll be very, very unique. And we also have a guest singer, a gentleman by the name of Kevin Kicking Woman. He's a very famous or renowned Blackfeet singer in the area, and he'll be opening the concert with a couple of ceremonial songs. So it'll be really, really special.
So you're doing this November
18th and 19th.
And 19th, right? At the Wacholz College Center.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So it's both Vision, Spirit Land, and Hunting Moon in the same program?
Right.
Okay.
The Hunting Moon is just one piece, and Vision, Spirit Land is basically just the theme of the concert.
Oh, okay. Right. Gotcha. Right.
I would imagine the tickets are going to go pretty quick on this.
Yeah.
If they haven't already.
Tickets are going very, very well. And we've had record-breaking audiences at our concerts at Wacholz Center. So we're really happy, and we're on the move. And it's this is another installment to what is a very, very exciting season this year.
So I imagine the website's the best place to go to get your seats.
Yes, you can go to the glaciersymphony.org website to purchase tickets. You could also purchase tickets through the Wacholz College Center website as well, or call the office at 407-7000.
Okay. Always a fascinating conversation, and I love understanding how you handle all the instruments. It's not like one of us playing a guitar or playing an instrument for ourselves. This is everybody playing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Did we talk about the Dick Idle gallery, the soiree?
No, I didn't talk about that at all.
Well, we better.
Didn't know you knew about that.
Yeah, well, the rumor
supposed to be a secret.
Rampant here.
Oh, we have a special soiree event on, I believe it's that Wednesday evening. Is that the
November 15th.
Which we will be holding at the Dick Idle Gallery in Whitefish, and this will be a kind of an introduction to the concert weekend. The poet Heather Cahoon will be there. The flautist Suzanne Tang will be there, and we also have a visual artist by the name of Monica Giles Brings Yellow, who is based in Missoula, that we've commissioned to do our season artwork from. And she's also a Native American. And so we're having this kind of little celebration and opening to our busy concert weekend on Wednesday night. At the
nice.
And that's called our soiree. So if people are interested in that, they can call the office at 407-7000.
Can you give us a little taste on the holiday concerts?
Sure. Yes, we'll be doing the dates. Let's get the dates in my head here. The first weekend of December, we'll be doing our annual performance of Handel's Messiah, which is always very, very...
Always my favorite.
Very, very popular. And then the week later, we'll be doing, once again, the full production version of the Nutcracker with the San Diego Ballet Company, which was completely sold out last year, and we're pretty close to being sold out this year. So a couple of really big concerts for December.
All right.
Hope to see you both there.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, John.
Boy, you will see me at the
absolutely.
You know, at the first one. That's for sure. That's kind of a tradition with Judy and me.
Oh, great.
Yeah. We just love that, particularly when you turn around and do the sing along.
Oh, really? You wait 2 hours for that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
I'll
enjoy
have to remember
everything
that.
Up to
I'll,
that.
I'll just have to turn around and say, John, this is for
Robin.
You.
You've got to see this, Robin. It's this wonderful, wonderful performance.
Hallelujah.
And the Hallelujah chorus, and then John turns around and says, everybody!
Gosh. Yes. Yeah.
And everybody does.
It's lots of fun.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we look forward to the season.
Okay. Here. Maestro John Zoltek, thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
As always.